During our first Mass in Fatima, Portugal, now just over 2 weeks ago, I began by telling the pilgrimage group that with the miracle of modern air travel today, and it really is a miracle, its consistency, I said, with the miracle of modern air travel today, it's difficult, if not impossible, to really believe that we had already arrived at our destination. Easily traveling 7,000 or 8,000 miles a day is like picking someone up from this point on the globe and setting him right over there in 20 hours. It's amazing. And it's safe. And it happens all the time. All of a sudden, you're there. When my brother lands his 737 for United, he sometimes tells the people that the safest part of their trip is now over, so please drive carefully. But traveling like that was not always the case. Nothing was certain long ago regarding travel except that it was slow and it was dangerous and you just hoped to arrive to your destination. That is why in the Wild Wild West, the stagecoach companies came up with an idea to make their travels successful. And they devised different classes of tickets. First class, second class, and third class. The beginning of class travel, which we have today. If you bought a first class ticket for a stagecoach, you didn't have the right to remain silent. You had the right to remain seated during the entire trip, regardless of what happened. If the stagecoach got stuck, if it couldn't make it up a hill, if you lost an axle or a wheel, you could stay seated. If you had a second-class ticket, you could also stay seated until there was an issue. Then you had to get off the stagecoach. You had to take weight off the stagecoach until the problem was resolved. And then the second class patrons got back on. But if you held a third class ticket, you not only had to get off the stagecoach, but the third class ticket holders were responsible for fixing the problem. Hopefully, this lot was handy. Third-class ticket holders may have to push the stagecoach up the hill or pull the stagecoach out of mud or fix a wheel or a broken axle. They may need to even tend to the horses or, worse yet, they may have to protect the stagecoach from bandits. They had to do whatever was necessary to continue the journey. Like you, I would look around and find out who they were. They'd probably look like me, not too handy fixing an axle. I'd want somebody like Tom Kuntz on my stagecoach, but he'd be first class. The service of the third class passengers was essential to a successful voyage on a stagecoach. So now in today's gospel, you have the sons, you have the brothers scheming. Brothers often scheme. Zebedee's sons are at work, and they devise a plan to ask Jesus, in a sense, to travel with him first class. They express their wish, it's kind of gutsy, they express their wish to be seated at Jesus' right and left, to, in a sense, ride first class with him into glory. And again, those closest to our Lord just don't get it. They don't get it. Our Lord's heart must have been broken time and time again. Jesus teaches them that to follow him is not a first-class ticket. Jesus elevates third-class status to holiness. He wants his followers to do whatever is necessary on the journey. It reminds us of the words of St. Paul, who wrote, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Jesus says to those brothers, "Whoever wants to be great must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be the slave of all." That Greek word slave is doulos, which means one who is bound to another. Servant and slave. That's the ticket to heaven. This is the kind of high priest we have. A priest is one who unites the divine with the human, and Jesus is the definitive high priest. That letter from the Hebrews is perfect for our continuing education today. Our 20-minute session after this Mass will deal with Jesus as the high priest. Here at St. Wenceslaus, we are doing sessions to understand Jesus in the eyes, the lens of the Old Testament. There was no New Testament during the time of Jesus. That book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus the high priest is not a first-class rider. He is not with grandeur. Our high priest is one who is with us, who understands our frailty, and was tempted like we are. And that, my dear people, is both a comfort and a challenge. It's a comfort because the picture of God in Jesus Christ is one that we can have confidence in. We have confidence in our high priest to save us. But it's also a challenge, because our way to salvation is third class. Amen.